This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we reflect on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks this weekend, a key focus is on New York's downtown or the Pentagon in Northern Virginia. And thousands are expected in the farmland of Pennsylvania this weekend, where on 9/11, United Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville. That's about an hour and a half from Pittsburgh. The site of the crash is now a national memorial. Marketplace's Nova Safo is in western Pennsylvania this week and reports today from Shanksville on the wider effects of that memorial on the town and the region.
Flight 93 crashed in a field in Shanksville, population a little over 200. Jason Snyder was a member of Shanksville's volunteer fire department at the time.
Just knew there was a big hole in the ground and smoke coming out.
I met Snyder outside the convenience store he owns in Shanksville, one of only a couple of businesses on the handful of streets that make up the town's core. Snyder says every year around this time,
you just get an influx of people the whole week or 2 weeks before, you know, people coming down.
That influx has not necessarily meant new business, though. Snyder says his store serves mostly locals and sometimes a few curious tourists. That's not the case 10 miles away in Somerset, the closest big town, population 6,000.
Did you want a quarter pound or a half pound burger?
At the Pine Grill restaurant there, Dylan Zerfoss is taking phone orders. He says the Flight 93 memorial brings in a lot of newcomers.
Quite often we'll have patrons ask for directions alone to the monument, or they'll say that they have been there.
Pine Grill's owner, Mark Miller, really noticed the uptick in business when the National Memorial officially opened in 2011.
At any given time here in the restaurant, you might have 25-30% of the people that are going to Flight 93.
Miller's restaurant has benefited because of its location in Somerset, the biggest city in the area, right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, with a cluster of hotels and restaurants for visitors. But Ron Eldham, head of the Somerset County Chamber of Commerce, says those benefits have not translated to a significant regional economic boost.
It hasn't had that big of an impact on permanent things like, you know, more restaurants, more hotels, more, but it has solidified those that are here.
One reason for that, he says, is that Somerset was already a tourist destination, with state parks, ski resorts, and other attractions. The other reason, Eldham says, is that the Flight 93 Memorial is personal for so many here who witnessed the tragedy 20 years ago.
There's a sense of nobody wants to exploit it.
With new businesses that take advantage of the memorial's presence. In Somerset, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.